Good morning. I was using my BlackBerry to start the meeting, which seemed to be the best use I'd gotten out of the thing. But
actually, keep pounding.
Yeah. Michelle reminded me that I should ask everybody to either turn theirs off or move them away from the mics. Otherwise, it makes it difficult for the team to provide audio for everybody else. So we'll do that. I think we're trying a new format this morning. Traditionally, we've met in executive session around lunchtime, and that has been, I think, a little bit inconvenient to our many guests whose presence at these meetings that we appreciate, particularly the members of the press, where we leave them hanging from, you know, some unknown period for half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour and a half, or 2 hours. And what we thought we would do is try to go right into executive session to deal with some of the personnel issues, some of the litigation issues that Tom needs to discuss with us. I know that there's some specific language, which I hope will be reflected in the minutes as we head into executive session. I hope we'll try to get it done within an hour or so, and we'll provide everybody a little bit notice when we're coming out. So if it would be appropriate, from if you all are in agreement, if someone would at this point offer a motion. We have to do the roll call first. Apparently, I should follow the directions. So, you know, in addition to providing directions, I'm going to say this. Michelle is very thoughtful of every detail in this meeting, not only in terms of putting the agenda together, but so much of the content. And today, she's responsible for the tie I'm wearing. Notice that I hadn't worn an orange tie before, and so in our last meeting in Chicago, she at the end of the meeting she presented this tie to me.
It's a distinct improvement.
Thank you. She knew you'd appreciate it, and on the off chance that you didn't notice, I wanted to bring it to your attention. So Michelle, I'm going to turn it over to you to call the roll, please.
Dr. Carroll
here.
Mr. Felix?
Here.
Ms. Asara?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Kortz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver?
Here.
Governor Quinn? Mr. Reschke?
Here.
Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Tortolero?
Here.
Mr. Zabarotny?
Here.
Thank you.
I think at this point, then, it might be helpful to have a motion to begin an executive session. May I have a motion? Is there a second?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Could we just cite the two bases, litigation and employee matters?
To discuss litigation and employee matters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I assumed whoever was offering the motion was going to do that. Shame them.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I heard what I heard in the motion, and so is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you all. I think there's coffee and Cokes and everything in the room next door. For accommodating the executive session, I hope that works well for all of you and it's a little more efficient today. I think we'll restart the general open meeting, and perhaps we could begin with a moment of silence for those who have perished or have been wounded in many ways in the recent weeks of unfortunate violence that has occurred on a series of American campuses and schools. So I hope you all will join me now in a moment of silence. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. We have a number of guests here today, Stan. I think it might be helpful if I could ask you to introduce the university officers and any of the other guests, some of the representatives of the Faculty Senate, the observers who are here today as our guests.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to begin by the introduction of a longtime friend and colleague, our faithful treasurer, Lester McKeever. Lester, delighted that you are with us today. Three chancellors are splendidly arrayed in front of me. Bob Easter did us all proud last evening and he's going to deliver some further remarks here this morning. Rich Ringheisen, the Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Springfield, and Paula Allen Mears, a longtime wonderful friend and a great colleague, Chancellor of UIC. Other administrative colleagues are arrayed in the table immediately behind. Known to you, Meena Rao and Walter Knorr, Vijit Ghosh, Mike Bass, Tom Hardy, and obviously our ever-present mentor and guider, Michelle Thompson, to my immediate right. Members of the Faculty Senate and the University Senate's conference are here today as well, and I want to acknowledge them. Joseph Finnerty, who is professor of finance in the College of Business here in Urbana. Joe is right on the far left, my far right. I don't know whether that's a correct interpretation or not, but delighted
it
you're
works for me.
Works for the board. I don't know whether it works for you or not, Joe. Abbas Amansour, who's also a longtime friend, associate professor, School of Architecture, immediately adjacent. Don Chambers, who's an associate professor of oral medicine and diagnostic science, and the vice chair of the executive committee of the Chicago Senate. John Martin, assistant professor of astronomy and physics in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And then also Catherine Eisenhart, who's chair of the University Senate's conference, I know is here, right on my immediate left. And Tin Fin, what's that? Yes. Yes, I have known that for some years, but thank you for confirming that. And Tifan Ting, a newly found but treasured colleague who's Associate Professor of Environmental Studies, Chair of the Senate Executive Committee, and Chair of the Springfield Senate, and a person with whom I've been working very closely, particularly in recent weeks. Carol Massat, who is Associate Professor of the Jane Addams College of Social Work and the Presiding Officer of the Chicago Senate. And then finally, Joyce Tolliver, who you heard in fine form last evening talking about all of the things that we already knew, but we're absolutely ecstatic in being reminded of what a great place we all enjoy. And I'm told by the secretary that I made a grievous error in not introducing and acknowledging the talent of the gentleman who's on my immediate left, Tom Barrows, who, without whose guidance and help, we probably would all be in even greater peril. So, thank you. And I think that, Mr. Chairman, concludes my introductions.
I think before we get into the full agenda, we might recognize our host today, Bob Easter, who really put on what I thought was a spectacular presentation last night for the larger community. And I'm speaking about your bowling game, Bob. I hope that's going to get posted on the website soon. Anyways, we very much appreciate your hospitality, and maybe you'd spend a couple of minutes telling us a little bit about what's going on all around us.
Should I speak from here, or would you prefer I go to the podium?
Wherever you're most comfortable.
Why don't you go on over to the podium?
I can assure you that my bowling prowess is not what was on exhibition last night. It's nowhere near that good, so don't sign me up for any leagues yet. It was purely chance. And I also need to give credit where credit is due for the production that we saw in the PK last evening. We have some people who spent an enormous amount of time preparing for that. And it was really a pleasure for us to have the opportunity to say a bit about our campus. And I do trust that you notice our atmospheric scientists were at work late last night arranging for the sunshine today, and we appreciate their efforts as well. Well, welcome to the Champaign-Urbana campus of the University of Illinois. This campus was established 143 years ago with a mission to provide education for our citizens and to add value to the economy of the state through teaching, research, and public engagement. We believe that it's been an incredible success. It's not a brag, it's just a fact. Our ambition today as a campus is nothing short of sustaining our global preeminence while remaining relevant to the needs of the state of Illinois. This is a place where knowledge is created. It's a place where leaders develop their skills in laboratories, classrooms, corridors, and concert halls. This is a place where 40,000 undergraduate and graduate students transform their dreams, their ambitions into reality, opportunity, and careers. I've been a citizen of this campus for 37 years, and it's a privilege to serve as the interim chancellor. I'd like to take just a few minutes and share some of our recent successes and say a bit about how we're dealing with our financial circumstances. First of all, some good news. Construction will begin next week on the extensive remodeling of what we think of as our anchor classroom, Lincoln Hall. This has been long anticipated, and we're absolutely delighted that it's coming to pass. By the fall of 2012, students will once again be learning, discovering, and debating in the renovated classrooms of this 100-year-old building. Obviously, fresh paint, modern instructional technology will certainly be a part of the renovation, but much of the focus will be on sustainability, how to lessen our energy footprint in the new Lincoln Hall. Similar to our business instructional facility, we're seeking a gold LEED certification for the renovated building. This campus continues to be a popular destination for students seeking to pursue higher education. As of January 10th, more than 27,000 high school students had applied for admissions. We anticipate that about 7,000 will be here on the first day of class this fall, and we are at capacity. I can assure you also that every one of those students that will enroll deserves to be on this campus enrolled in their classes. Every county in Illinois is represented within our student body, and we continue to attract and enroll a diverse population. Let me just tell you about one student, Stephen Diebold. He's a senior in our School of Art and Design. And what did he do? Well, Stephen invented a device called Drag Point that enables quadriplegics to perform many important everyday tasks that they simply could not do before. Stephen shared the grand prize of $27,000 in the National 2009 Collegiate Inventors Competition recently. Our students bridge the gap between theory and application. Perhaps you've heard of East St. Louis, a city near the city of St. Louis, one of the poorer cities in the state of Illinois. But you've probably not heard of the East St. Louis Action Research Project. It's a service learning project. The concept is simple. Students learn by doing. The East St. Louis Action Research Project began more than two decades ago, and since that time, 5,800 of our undergraduate students have been involved. The focus is on improving distressed neighborhoods throughout our state, not just in St. Louis these days, helping homeless veterans improve their lives. It's expanded across the state, and it is providing opportunities for our students to learn through doing. We do that globally as well. Pardon the personal reference, I spent about 10 days a year ago in Kenya reviewing agricultural development in that country. And as I came away, my most profound impression was the critical importance of clean water, something that we take for granted every day here in the U.S. Thousands of infants around the world, and especially in Africa, die every year because of disease that's caused by dirty water. We have a group of students known as Engineers Without Borders, and we have a chapter on our campus. Last summer, a group of our engineering students went to Nigeria, and they created a potable watering system for a village. Sure, they didn't save the world, but they dramatically changed the health status of that village, and I suspect their lives were changed in the process as well. Let me just say another word about water. We are part of an 11-member nationwide research consortium called Water Campus. Water Campus is a federally funded activity. The mission is to develop new materials and systems for safely and economically purifying water for human use. Our faculty and our students work to improve the lives of people.